Brian and Trisha, we are Quixie 98.3. Tate McRae and You Broke Me First, and Amy Aldendorfer has entered the room. And, you know, let's talk about bugs, Amy. Let's talk about you and me. All the creepy crawlies. Yeah. Let's talk about
that
bugs.
That may be.
Let's talk about bugs. First, I actually want to talk about something else. You know about all kinds of wildlife and plant life and insects and arachnids and everything else. There is a story that has gone viral out of California, and I don't know if you've seen this. There was a short concrete block wall in a backyard, and there's a outdoor security camera focused on it. It's daytime, and a mom bear and two cubs are just walking along this wall, and they see a snack, three dogs in this backyard. This 17-year-old girl, tiny little thing, goes running out of her house, pushes the mother bear off the wall, grabs the dogs, and runs in the house. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Now, you're a pretty fearless person, and I find you to be quite fascinating. Would you push a bear?
No, I have a very high self-preservation instinct. No, I would not.
I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, I got really close to a bison one time and totally scared myself to death in Yellowstone. I'm like, oh, you're not supposed to be this close.
Mm.
Yeah, the bear?
No, mm-hmm. Not a bear.
No, especially not a mama bear.
Mm-mm.
No.
So yeah. She mama bear'd the mama bear.
Yeah, and she said it was just total instinct just kicked in. She wanted to take care of the dogs. She got a small scratch on her. And everything else is fine. And they ran off into the woods.
You know, I kind of, in a way, hope that turns into a scar for her. So she has a great story to go with that scar. Because, you know, scars tell stories.
Yeah, and some guy tries to hit on her and she's like, mm-mm.
You
I
see
fought
this?
A bear one time.
Yeah, I fought
with my
a bear.
Back away. With my bare hands.
With my bare hands.
Oh, you're good. Amy Aldendorfer. Awesome. That's beautiful. Amy works at the Hardin County Extension Office. And she is, again, informed of all things insect.
Sure.
So I saw something a week ago, and I've not seen another one since. I saw what we commonly refer to as a lightning bug.
Ooh, fireflies. Yes, they are just now starting to come out.
So when do they normally hit this part of the country in a regular year with regular weather?
Usually like mid-May, early June, but we've been kind of cool, so it's kind of pushed everything back a little bit. So you've gotten like the early birds out there.
I've still not seen a single cicada, and I'm not even talking about Brood X. I know we're probably not really getting those in Hardin County.
Probably not.
But I've not seen a single cicada. Are we going to get any this year?
Our annual cicadas come in like July, August, in the dog days of the summer when it's really hot.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We're a little early for that.
I like to collect them and leave them in surprises for people in my home.
Oh, the little shells.
Like sitting on top of a Tupperware dish in the fridge, and you'll reach in to grab a sandwich, and you're like, ah!
So, you do that?
Yeah. Have I not done that to you?
Please don't do that to me.
I can't believe I haven't put a cicada exoskeleton on like your microphone or something.
No. I mean,
oh, beware.
Well, I will this year.
Well, gross. What about hummingbirds? Are hummingbirds around right now?
Yes. There's actually a website you can track their migration. They come up through Mexico, and they've been here probably since about April.
Well, okay. I've only seen one, and so I thought it was like the lone one, because I've even got my hummingbird feeders out, and maybe they don't like what I've made for them.
No, usually if you mix like a cup of sugar with 4 cups of water, mm-hmm. and then you just, I kind of bring mine to a boil and then let it cool.
So I didn't boil it.
Well, if you don't boil it just goes bad faster.
Hmm. Okay, but, well, I mean, they showed me. They're like, mm-mm. No,
well, when you start
like
to see
stuff.
The white whiffly stuff in the mix, you're like, oh, you got to change it out.
Okay, well, yeah. I did that over the weekend, and I had nobody come visit. But I did it because I saw there was a little hummingbird, and it was in the tree. It was, you know, flitting around in the tree, mm-hmm. and it was like, it was so cute. And I thought, oh, come visit. But no,
do you have
not.
Any other flowers that they like?
Yeah, okay. We have flowers around. Okay. Usually, we had a plant last year that the hummingbirds loved it, but then I tried to keep it alive over the winter. I killed it. So maybe they're upset because I didn't put that flower out, that plant out again. But I will boil the water and the sugar.
You don't have to boil it for very long. You just bring it to a boil and then just let it cool because you don't want to put it in your feeder hot.
Yeah.
I've melted many a plastic feeder that way.
So you ruined their food and then you put out undesirable plants and or killed plants. You're just not a very good host.
I'm trying.
Oh, they'll be around. They'll have a couple of broods and they'll be fine.
The last time I put out a hummingbird feeder, do you know what I attracted? a whole colony of ants.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
They walked up and down that little shepherd's hook just enjoying themselves.
Yeah. Little Vaseline on that'll keep them out.
Oh.
On what?
On the pole.
Really? What?
Well, they can, they won't cross it, yeah. And you got to reapply
Vaseline. So could I put that like on my doorstep, like right around my the door?
Sure.
You need to call an exterminator.
Well, no, if you've got, I mean, yeah.
That's like, you know.
I've got a number of a guy that takes care of.
I mean, we I know don't a have guy. Ants right now, but I've had ants coming in the back door, like because a dog's food is right by the back door, oh. And so they come in sometimes. They're like,
you hey, need well,
that,
an yeah,
at that point you need some bait or something for that. But
so yeah, I'm gonna use Vaseline because it doesn't happen often.
Okay, I use Taro ant baits. That's what
yeah,
you use.
Yeah,
those are the best.
I get Vaseline. I didn't know that about the Vaseline.
Mm-hmm. Trisha's gonna be making homemade napalm.
Gosh no.
Vaseline,
so
Tabasco,
Greek fire. Yeah, I'm like, no.
I do hang the hummingbird feeders from the covered porch. So yeah. That would be a lot of Vaseline to slather up on there. Like, why are the beams so shiny? Well, it's Vaseline. That's what it is.
Did you varnish this? What is this?
Oh. You don't need that much.
I won't have ants for years.
That's right.
And that wood will never rot.
It'll be nice and shiny and soft.
Well, we've completely derailed the show once again.
What
so what else is going on in the world of insects and plants?
Oh, gosh. It's turned cool again, so they're kind of slowing down. I've had a couple of reports of brood X, unconfirmed, in Hardin County, so we're just trying to figure out where they're at. If they're up in West Point or Radcliffe, let us know.
So somebody would just call you?
Call me,
say,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, will you go out there and check it out?
Sure. Or send me pictures. That would be easier.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But well, yeah, I'll come out and look at them. I've not seen them, so... A friend of mine went to Louisville to the Cave Hill Cemetery and saw them there. So she was excited.
Lots of them?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Which is amazing. It's not too far from us.
No.
Everything has to have a starting and stopping point. Right. You know?
Well, you know, last time in 2004, there was a big boom, like a big building boom in 95, 98, 2000. And I think we just got rid of all the trees that they were feeding on. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those things happen.
And now all that lumber is really expensive. So,
yes.
That is Amy Alden-Durfer. She works at the Hardin County Extension Office. And this little segment we call, Amy, what's that bug? Let's talk about bugs, Amy. We've been trying to record a song for this.
You need to.
Yeah.
We're trying to be creative, but we're kind of, our minds are kind of spent on the sign war now. So.
I know.
We're coming for you on the sign war, by the way. Yeah.
Be well, ready. It'll be a white, dry erase board.
That's totally fine.
We just want you to participate.
We will.